welcome to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Happy Labor Day. Labor Day night. That's right. We are live. Live tonight on Labor Day, unlike those losers everywhere else. Like, oh, Fox News. Glenn Beck, he was off today, wasn't he? Yeah, he was celebrating Labor Day, enjoying the fruits of the union's labor. He's a union guy, by the way, I would suspect, if he's on Fox News. Funny thing, Fox News has not been, you know, I remember back at Memorial Day. They would run all weekend long, Memorial Day weekend. They were running Thanks to Our Troops, and they were running little clips. And Labor Day, I haven't seen anything over there. Go figure. No thanks to the unions. No thanks to the working man. To the folks who allowed them this day off. Well, we don't get a day off. Mike Malloy does. But I'm happy to be here live from the among the charred and blackened hills of Los Angeles. We're going to be here with you all 3 hours tonight. And I will be sitting in for Mike Malloy all week long. So I hope you'll play along with us. Speaking of playing along with us, stop by bradblog.com where we've got our new chat room that we're checking out live. Agent 99 is keeping her eye on the chatters there. I'm going to do my best as well. Go to the first item, click here for more, and it's a live chat room. We've never tried it before. We're going to do it tonight. We've got a big show ahead. Kevin Zeese will be joining us from Voters for Peace and VelvetRevolution.us to talk about the DisbarTortureLawyers.com campaign. We're also going to be joined by best-selling author, I'm happy to say that, best-selling author David Swanson, who has a new book out just this week, well, just last week, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. Sounds good to me. We're going to ask him what the hell we're going to do now that we've got a guy like Obama in office, and yet progressives and progressivism seems to be getting tossed over the side, and that's where I'm going to, well, start out tonight, because let me tell you what. I was driving home. I was out somewhere Saturday night. I get the news about this Van Jones thing, and I had been watching, I should add, I'd been watching Glenn Beck all week, because if you haven't seen his TV show lately, it's the best. It is absolutely insane. It is like watching, looking into the insane asylum and seeing the crazy people. The man is out of his mind. He is, how do I put it? Bat crap insane? Can I say it that way? Tony gives me the thumbs up. All right. He's out of his mind. Nobody should be paying attention to him other than to watch him just because he's so amusing. But Barack Obama is apparently paying attention to him because his campaign last week, Glenn Beck's campaign, was a success. Van Jones, he went after Van Jones, Barack Obama's green jobs advisor, not his green jobs czar. Sorry, Glenn, you're wrong there, too. No, he's not a czar. He's simply an advisor to his green jobs committee, the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He's a great progressive. He's an environmental advocate. He's a civil rights activist. He's an attorney. He's a New York Times best-selling author, Van Jones. He's a hero to progressives. His work out in Oakland for years has been discussed, where he would combine, really, prison reform, urban renewal, and green jobs in what he calls eco-capitalism. Sounds like a good idea. You would think eco-capitalism, no, not eco-communism, eco-capitalism, you would think that would be something that they'd be in favor of over there at Fox News. Capitalism. They love capitalism, right? No, apparently not. Why? Well, for a couple reasons. Van Jones, turns out, well, I'll just come out and say it. He's black. So he doesn't score any points over at Fox News there. Certainly not with Glenn Beck. Certainly not with a campaign out against Glenn Beck for calling Barack Obama a racist. And the campaign, who's leading that campaign, a group by the name of colorofchange.org, has succeeded in getting some 50 of Glenn Beck's sponsors to pull out from his show. They can't sell that time. The ratings are through the roof for Glenn Beck. They'd also be through the roof if they were, you know, throwing Christians to lions, or if they were showing porn rates will go through the ratings will go through the roof there too. But no, so he's doing this crazy act. He's got no advertisers. They're doing nothing but Fox promos now, and you know, buy you know, gold or some, you know, crap, some TV internet site, that internet crap they're selling. And yet, it's because colorofchange.org led this campaign against Glenn Beck. Who founded Color of Change? Well, one of the co-founders just happens to be Barack Obama's now former Green Jobs advisor, Van Jones. So, yeah, I suspect Glenn Beck had it out for him. So what did he do? What did not Glenn Beck, we know what he did. What did Van Jones do to deserve such treatment? Why should he be thrown over by the Barack Obama administration? And make no mistake, he was. Barack Obama today said that, oh, we didn't ask him to leave. Well, I find that hard to believe. I will tell you this. They didn't refuse to accept his resignation. I recall hearing stories when Don Rumsfeld, when the war was going so poorly out in Iraq, that he submitted his resignation several times, but George Bush would not accept it. Well, Barack Obama apparently had no problem accepting Van Jones's resignation, did he? He did not stand up and fight for him, and I think that's outrageous. And we're going to talk about that a little bit shortly here, and we're going to take your calls. I forgot to give out the number. It's not Mike's normal number. It's our number out here in Los Angeles, 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. Keep it handy. We're going to try to get as many of your calls in as we can tonight, and I'm trying to leave the third hour completely open for your calls and discussion of so much of this. Anyway, back to Beck. So what is it that Beck uncovered very dramatically, if you watch the show? He uncovered these shocking, stunning videotapes. Well, the first one was one where they found that Van Jones was asked a question before he was at the White House. Long ago, when he was an activist, he was asked a question. Why is it, not that long, I think it was April or something. Why do the Republicans stick together? Why are they fighting for against reform for this, for that, for the other thing? And Van Jones said, well, because they're a-holes. And it was a joke, and he got a big laugh. But his point was actually not that they're bad guys. The point was that they stick together. They support their people. They are a-holes. As a matter of fact, he said that, we ought to have, Barack Obama should be more of an a-hole. I should be one. So that wasn't really a problem because, speaking to a bunch of activists out in Oakland, he says something like that as a joke. Everybody thinks it's funny. That couldn't be nearly as bad. It's not as if he went onto the floor of the Senate and told a senator to go F himself. Now, that would be outrageous. For that, I would definitely say he ought to resign. Who's done that before? Dick Cheney. Did he do that? Yes, he did. To a sitting senator? Yes, he did. To Patrick Leahy. Did Dick Cheney have to resign for that? No, apparently not. Oh, man, what you can get away with if you're a Republican and you don't have to resign. You can break the law. You can say anything you want on the floor of the Senate to a sitting senator. You don't have to resign. You can do all kinds of unethical things, amoral things, immoral things. You don't have to resign. So he certainly didn't resign for that. He didn't resign because he said Republicans were a-holes. No. The tipping point here, what put this over the top was last Thursday, I believe it was, the last live show that Glenn Beck was doing last week before he took the Labor Day weekend off. You're welcome, Glenn. He had a shocking new video. What was that video? What was that information that he had gotten? Well, the information was that apparently back in 2006, Van Jones had signed a statement, a shocking statement. He joined in support of 50 9/11 victim family members to say that we ought to investigate what happened on 9/11. Here's the statement, in case you haven't read it. On August 31, 2004, Zogby International, the official North American political polling agency for Reuters, released a poll that found nearly half, 49.3%, of New York residents and 41% of those in New York State believe U.S. leaders had foreknowledge of impending 9/11 attacks and consciously failed to act. Of the New York residents, 66% called for a new probe of unanswered questions by Congress or the New York Attorney General. In connection with this news, we have assembled 100 notable Americans and 40 family members of those who died to sign this 9/11 statement, which calls for immediate public attention to unanswered questions that suggest that people within the current administration may indeed have deliberately allowed 9/11 to happen. Perhaps as a pretext for war. We want truthful answers to questions such as, and they go on to list 12 questions, four of which Glenn Beck pulled out, said they were absolutely outrageous that anyone should ask such questions. Oh, really, Glenn? First, Glenn, you lied. And I'll play that clip when we get back. You lied about what it was that Van Jones signed. And by the way, Van Jones says he doesn't remember signing this or that it didn't say what he thought it said, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, Beck lied about it. Furthermore, luckily on, I believe it was Friday, on the Glenn Beck Show, they played a rerun. And he had, Glenn Beck, before all this Van Jones stuff happened, had some very interesting things to say about asking questions and the importance of asking questions. We're going to have some clips of him talking about the importance of asking those dangerous questions. I guess only the ones that he approves, only the ones the Fox News thought police approve. We're going to have more on that after this. I'm Brad, in for Malloy. Happy Labor Day. Stick with us.
After all the jets open their boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike all week. We are live on Labor Day, so if you're just driving in, please drive carefully. But welcome to some live AM talk radio. Probably AM. Who knows where you're listening? Satellite, FM, online. Stop by bradblog.com. We're checking out the new chat room we've got set up there. Agent 99 will be your lovely hostess for the evening. I'll do my best to check in. We're talking about that liar, that charlatan, the new head of the Fox News thought police, Glenn Beck, who has determined that you are not allowed to ask questions about your government. You're not allowed to ask any questions about your government. Well, okay. Only Glenn Beck approved questions about your government. If you dare to ask questions of your government the way Van Jones did by signing a statement that, frankly, he probably wasn't even paying attention to, where he said, you know, he wanted to know stuff like, oh, why were standard operating procedures for dealing with hijacked airliners not followed on 9/11? Okay, seems a fair enough question. Or were they? Were they followed that day? Seems a reasonable question to me. Apparently, not to Glenn Beck, who found it necessary to lie about Van Jones to get his pound of flesh, to get, dare I say, his pound of black flesh. Yes, this is political terrorism, as David Sirota called it today. I concur. Yes, this is an electronic lynching by Glenn Beck, by Fox News. And, of course, he couldn't even do it fair and square. He had to lie about it. Tony, I'm going to play a clip here. This was what Glenn Beck said. I believe this was on Thursday about Van Jones.
So on top of all of the radical, progressive, and communist nonsense coming from Obama's green job czar, Van Jones, you can now add, thinks the Bush administration blew up the World Trade Centers and covered it up.
Really? Really? Is that what he thinks? Because that's not what... That's not what the statement was that he signed, along with 50 family victim family members. That's not what he asked about. But even if he did ask about that, what's wrong with that? Why is that a problem? Glenn Beck, didn't you tell us earlier this week that we need to question boldly? Didn't you quote Thomas Jefferson? Let's play a little bit of this. Thomas Jefferson being quoted by Glenn Beck.
I told you yesterday that there are three principles that this show is going to drum through in the next week. In fact, it may be our mantra for a very long time. Question with boldness. It's something that changed my life that Thomas Jefferson said. Question. Honest questioning. Question with boldness. Then the second step is, once you find the truth, whatever it is, hold to it.
Really?
Hold to the truth. And the third one, speak without fear.
Uh-huh.
If you truly ask what Thomas Jefferson called honest questions,
uh-huh,
with a sincere heart.
Really?
I have found that the answers in all aspects of your life may take you to a very uncomfortable place.
Really?
Tonight...
What questions are those, Glenn? The ones that Fox News approves? Only the questions that you approve, you hero? Coward.
Tonight, they're going to take you, and this week, they're going to take you to places that you don't want to go.
Really? Where?
Nobody wants to think that our president is a bad guy.
Really?
When you hear evidence to the contrary, you have a decision to make.
Do you, Glenn?
Will you bury your head in the sand, refusing to believe because it doesn't fit your political agenda,
uh-huh,
or it just doesn't fit with your comfort level?
Right.
Or will you hold to the truth, whatever it is?
Well, don't hold to the truth if you believe it, if it's something that Glenn Beck doesn't believe in. I'm going to have a lot more on him throughout the show tonight, certainly in the third hour. Stick with us. Oh, man, not enough time for everything. Brad, in for Malloy. Kevin Zeese coming up next.
Take you home with me. Put you in my house.
Can we please throw some people in jail? Can we please throw Dick Cheney in jail? Yes, I believe we can. Yes, he's a war criminal. Yes, we're going to be talking about that in a second with Kevin Zeese, Brad Friedman, in for Mike Malloy, live on Labor Day. Glad to have you with us. And as I promised, don't call the Malloy. Don't call their number because they're gone. They're out having fun. We're here, 877-520-1150. I know a lot of folks called in and wanted to talk about Van Jones. Kevin Zeese was kind enough to allow me to push him back to get in a little bit about Van Jones at the top of the show. I'm going to cover him again in the ensuing hours, and I will take all of your calls, even from the fella down in Odessa, Texas, who said that he thinks Van Jones should have resigned. He's happy that he resigned. Really? Because the Fox News thought police said so? Doesn't seem like a good reason to resign to me. Karl Rove, he outed a CIA operative. He didn't have to resign for that, did he? No, I think that what Van Jones had to sign for was asking reasonable questions in an unreasonable time. Huh. Where do I know that? Where, that sounds familiar. Tony, you got some sound here? Yeah.
America, if you want answers to reasonable questions in this unreasonable time, stand up. Come on, follow me.
Uh-huh. I will follow you to the gates of hell, sir. You liar, Glenn Beck. You don't give a damn about reasonable questions in unreasonable times. You thought that that was worthy of firing a guy, firing a great public servant, a great progressive, Van Jones, because he asked questions, reasonable questions, in unreasonable times that you did not approve of. Don't get me started. And don't get me started on Obama and Rahm Emanuel and those folks who allowed this to happen, who allowed him to be thrown under the bus. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that later. And Obama and what the hell he needs to do because he is screwing this thing up. Media reform. We're going to talk about that because that's what this is about. Because jackasses like Glenn Beck get to go on the air and say any damn thing they want. I promise you, if I was on Fox News, if I had been on Fox News over the last year, two, four, yeah, Dick Cheney would be in jail. We're going to talk about that right around now. Kevin Zeese is joining us. He's the executive director and co-founder of VotersForPeace.us and a board member of VelvetRevolution.us. And by way of full disclosure, myself, BradBlog.com, is a co-founder of Velvet Revolution. He has led our jointly launched effort, along with Voters for Peace, DisbarTortureLawyers.com. DisbarTortureLawyers.com. Kevin is also an attorney. He's a long-term peace advocate. Took a leave of absence from Voters for Peace for most of 2006 while running for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Kevin.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for having you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. By the way, when you ran, did you run as a Democrat or an independent for U.S.
Senate? I ran actually as a combination of a Green Party, Libertarian Party, and Party and Populist Party. All three parties nominated me.
No wonder you lost.
Yeah, no doubt about
That'll
it.
That'll teach
Maryland.
You.
Maryland's a solidly Democrat state, as blue as can be.
Yeah, well, we're gonna talk to David Swanson in the next hour about how we can get some more Greens and Progressives and Libertarians and anybody at this rate,
David,
but the Republicans.
David's a good guy.
He is a good guy indeed. He may have signed that. Did you sign that 9/11 truth statement that got banned Jones fired?
I may have. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's awfully possible.
Yeah, well.
They are pretty pushy, those 9/11 truth people. Yeah.
I guess that makes you a dangerous person as well. Better keep you away from the president.
Van Jones is a good guy. It's a shame to see him knocked out, and shows a kind of weakness on Obama's part that the right wing will definitely bore into. He has given them an invitation.
He certainly has, and as Beck himself said, that Van Jones is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think he should be ashamed
of himself, Barack Obama should. All right, speaking of shame, DisbarTortureLawyers.com, give us a brief idea, a quick idea what that campaign is, and then we're going to find out how it's going, and then we'll broaden it out a bit.
Great. It's basically an effort to hold the people accountable who are responsible for this torture program occurring. Without the lawyers involved who put their law licenses in front of pretty obviously false memoranda that allowed waterboarding and all sorts of other torture, this torture program under Bush Cheney would never have happened. There was a lot of debate in the Department of Defense and in the CIA. People were afraid of violating the Geneva Conventions and the Convention Against Torture. And these lawyers coming out and saying that torture isn't torture essentially gave these folks license to go forward with this program. If it had not been for these lawyers, we wouldn't have seen those pictures in Abu Ghraib. We wouldn't have seen the stories of Gitmo. We wouldn't see what's going on in Bagram now. I mean, so these torture lawyers really were key facilitators, and they should be held accountable. And that's what this campaign's about, is holding them accountable.
And they should. As far as I'm concerned, there was a lot of what they did, frankly, was criminal, but you and I, we can't bring a criminal action. We can bring a civil action, or we can bring a, in this case, a disbarment complaint. It seems to me this is about as, frankly, these guys, and we're talking about John Yoo, Jay Bybee, who is now a federal judge with a lifetime appointment, Gonzalez.
Michael Chertoff, John Ashcroft, Alberto Gonzalez, Michael Mukasey. The hit list goes from the Attorney General down to the low-level lawyers in the Department of Justice, the White House lawyers who made this all possible.
Yeah, and they would be getting off, in my opinion, pretty damn easy if all they got was disbarred, frankly. And we're talking about I think we have about 12 attorneys now on this list at this time.
It's actually 15. We had the second group of filings. Two of them were actually lawyers. The second group was CIA lawyers mainly, and two of them were lawyers that Obama kept on the payroll and allowed to continue work for the federal government. So,
and they're still there now?
Yeah, they're still there now, and we'd like to see them removed. And as I said, this is really without these folks playing their role, the people who were involved, who now are being investigated by the special prosecutor, the few cases that he's looking into, they wouldn't have happened without lawyers signing off on them, and the lawyers need to be held accountable.
Well, I think it's debatable whether they would have happened or not, because in fact, the torture began before they even put out these phony justifying memos that allowed torture. But
that's right. But what happened before the memos was they would call the White House every day. Are we allowed to do this? They'd call the CIA general counsel every day. Are we allowed to do this? Mm-hmm. And so they got approval from lawyers, but not the Department of Justice memos. You're right. They came a little later.
Okay, I got you. Now, so it's last I checked, I think it was five or six different states and the D.C. Bar, where you've actually applied to have their licenses removed or reprimanded by the bar associations in the particular state, correct?
That's right.
Now, all right, two questions along those lines. First, have we heard back from any of these bar associations? Are these investigations moving forward? And then secondly, I'll fold this question in as well. Well, actually, let me answer that one, and then I'll go to that second question.
Well, there definitely are investigations going forward. We've received some correspondence from some of the bars. Some of the lawyers who we've filed against have had attorneys respond, and we've responded back, and so the process begins. And this bar association phase, where they're doing their own internal investigation, is kind of like a grand jury process. It's kept secret until mm-hmm. they make a decision. When they make a decision to go forward or not go forward, then it can become public, and then there can be actually public hearings. People can appeal decisions, and they can be so we can actually see this go to levels that will bring more information out. And that's really our hope is we see this as a step in the direction of holding people accountable. We don't see the ending of the bar, taking away their bar, reprimanding them for their decisions to, to use their license to facilitate torture as first steps. We don't see those as final steps. We see those as opening the door up so citizens can take action. And people can go to disbartorturelawyers.com and join us and sign on to the complaints, and they can review all the complaints. They can see the various documents. You would not believe the documents we filed. It's hundreds of pages mm-hmm. of materials documenting what went on. This torture program has been a lot of memos have gotten leaked. A lot of emails have gotten leaked. There's been reports by the Red Cross and others, and so there's a lot of information out there. There's no question we were involved, the United States was involved, in a widespread torture program, probably involving thousands of people being tortured.
Okay, now, I believe, and I think most reasonable, serious people do, that torture is illegal, that we have a lot of laws, we have international treaties we've signed, and according to the U.S. Constitution, the international treaties are the supreme law of our land as well.
That's right.
But here's my question, Kevin Zeese from VelvetRevolution.us and Voters for Peace. They've argued that this is about policy differences. I believe we can throw that out because I believe they're wrong. I believe the law shows that they're wrong and the torture is in violation of the law. That said, what is the complaint here when an attorney gives his legal opinion? Now, he might be wrong. He might give bad advice. But can you disbar an attorney for simply being wrong about the law in the argument that he makes, as John Yoo and Bybee and so forth did in these legal memos?
Yes, I mean, I think you're right first on your premise that there's no question that torture is illegal, and the Convention Against Torture, which has also got federal laws that implement it, the Convention Against Torture, which was signed by President Reagan, no less, so not like, signed by Jimmy Carter or something.
Right.
President Reagan signed this, and it was a law that provided no excuses. You could be in a war, you could be in a threat of war, you could be civil disturbance, no excuses, and orders from a higher up provide no excuse. Legal memos provide no protection. The law is, the Convention Against Torture is so crystal clear, and they define torture very clearly.
Right.
Any psychological or bodily injury. So the reason why these opinions, so-called opinions, are wrong, are actionable, is because they were not even close to what the law required. The law said no torture. Define torture clearly. These guys started by redefining torture. You can't redefine torture that's defined in the law and in treaties by a legal memo.
But Kevin, can't they?
It wasn't an opinion. It was a false shield. It was a cover for breaking the law and committing war crimes.
So you feel that when they say, torture is illegal, so instead of doing torture, do this, that, and this, and they redefine torture so that you can do it.
Right.
You feel that they were being disingenuous. They knew what
exactly
they were doing, and for that, they deserve disbarment.
No question. If you look also at the emails between Department of Justice and White House and within the Department of Justice, there's a lot of emails that show there's a lot of pressure from the White House. Where are those memos? not only implicating the vice president pushing that, but also the president, bringing up with Alberto Gonzalez where those memos. They were being pushed to put these memos out. There's dissension in the Department of Justice right from the outset with high-level career people at DOJ warning the Attorney General will come back and haunt us.
We're speaking with Kevin Zeese from the DisbarTortureLawyers.com campaign. Please check that out, and please sign on. We're going to take a quick break, come back to your calls. Phil in Cleveland actually thinks that prosecuting Cheney would be suicide for Dems. Really? All right, we're going to find out about that, and we'll try to get as many calls as we can. 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman in for Malloy, live on Labor Day. Much more straight ahead.
San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You called it me since 1963.
All right, San Quentin, can we please send Dick Cheney there? Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy live on Labor Day night. Does that make it Labor Night? I don't know. I was going to go to Mark in New York, but I will go to Phil in a second. Speaking with Kevin Zeese of Voters for Peace and Velvet Revolution about the DisbarTortureLawyers.com campaign. Kevin, let me get him back. See, I still have to figure out how to do these phones. All right, there we got Kevin. Kevin, you want to take a quick call here? We only have another minute or two. All right, bringing in Phil from Cleveland. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Labor Day.
Thank you, sir. And you?
I'm not bad. All right. The thing I wanted to know is that you honestly think it would be a good thing to, for the Democrats electorally to pursue a path that would prosecute Dick Cheney and put him in jail?
Well, I'm going to get Kevin's thoughts on this, but let me give you mine very quickly.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing for America to do the right thing. I don't give a damn about the Democrats electorally. That said, yes, I think standing up, showing a spine would be real damn good for Democrats. Your thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, I look at it from the question of what's good for the country, and the fact that we now have essentially a de facto the rule that presidents, vice presidents, lawyers, and other policymakers can go ahead and violate treaties and federal statutes and commit war crimes, including torture. Having that as a de facto rule, we're not going to prosecute you, not going to hold you accountable, is very dangerous for the future of the country. And that's what's got to be corrected. As far as Democrats, I'm not really a partisan in this. I'm a nonpartisan person. I don't really like the corporate Democrat Party or the corporate Republican Party, the war party of both arms of the two war parties. It doesn't do it for me. So my focus is what's best for the country, and what's best for the country is to hold war criminals accountable.
I concur. Phil does not. Why? What do you think, Phil? Why is it not good for Democrats?
From my point of view, I think if Obama would have campaigned on we're going to throw Cheney in jail, we're going to throw these guys in jail, I don't think he would have won. And from your point of view, then I would say, would it be good for the country if the election were vice versa?
Well, what's changed since the election, Phil?
I'm saying if Obama or the Democrats were to, you know, keep campaigning on the fact in November that they would want to throw Dick Cheney in jail if elected, do you think they would have won?
Because,
I mean, you have to admit this is a moderate country.
Yeah.
And the center is what you need to win.
What do you mean this is a moderate country? This is a country that does not believe in the rule of law?
I'm not saying that. I mean, whether or not you believe that Dick Cheney should be in jail, if you look at it from a wide perspective. I mean, we're in a single-member district plurality system with two large parties. They fight for the center.
Are you saying that the center does not believe in the rule of law, Phil?
I think that the center, whether or not they believe in the rule of law, wouldn't be very, very much for the fact of trying to put Dick Cheney in jail.
All right. Well,
let me tell you, if Obama had released the photos showing the extent of the torture program, you would hear a public clamor. for prosecution of these criminals. Hiding those photos held back public opinion and kept people misinformed so that you can still get across this nonsense that's a few bad apples on the bottom, when in fact it was a policy at the top that affected thousands of people, not just a few people in a couple of prisons, but in many, many sites around the country. If people had been educated about the truth, we'd be having the public supporting prosecution of Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney has been acting like a criminal, going back to the scene of the crime, wiping up the scene of the crime, hiding his fingerprints, because he knows he's in danger of prosecution if the facts come out.
You're right. He has. Phil, thanks for the call. I think that, yeah, you know, even if you go back to 2004, the polls said the American people supported impeachment investigations.
That's right.
If George Bush broke the law.
That's right.
You know, we're going to talk more about this, I suspect, in the next hour with David Swanson. But, you know,
David's a great advocate for this. I hope you do discuss with him. He's one of the best out there.
Well, look, if we won't stand up for the rule of law,
if we
sit around and allow Republicans to claim they care about the rule of law when they're in power, or even when they're not in power, but then they actually don't do anything about it, then I think we lose all of our moral standing. We lose it in the world.
That's the point, Brad. That's exactly it. If we don't care about it, we don't do something about it, then we're at fault. That's why we set up, disbartorturelawyers.com, votersforpeace.us. You can go to those sites, get involved, sign up, join the fight. We need to have people involved to make this happen. Obama's not going to do this without being pushed by the public. And he said, hold me accountable. Well, it's time to get involved. Votersforpeace.us, disbartorturelawyers.com.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate it. All you're doing out there.
Okay.
And sorry I had to push you back
That's
this Van Jones thing.
Dan's a good guy. All right.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye. Kevin Zeese of votersforpeace.us, velvetrevolution.us, and yes, disbartorturelawyers.com. Accountability matters, says me, Brad, in for Malloy. More after this.